This is Ozarks at Large. Throughout our Music Matters series, Sophie Kidd has highlighted a wide range of instruments from flute to cello to viola. Today, Sophie takes a look at a University of Arkansas student with an eclectic taste in instruments.
That was Molly Cowan in the saxophone, accompanied by the University of Arkansas Jazz Band, performing the song Sing, 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 written by Louis Prima in 1936, and first recorded by him. It became a huge success when covered by Benny Goodman. Molly studied history, anthropology, and of course music at the University of Arkansas. She's studying the saxophone under Professor Stan Morris, and she's always eager to learn and play more instruments, such as bagpipes and didgeridoo. She's a multifaceted 22-year-old individual and comes from a loving and supporting family where music always played a big part.
Well, I started playing, like most people, in beginner band back in middle school. And I started on clarinet, but I didn't like the clarinet much, so I switched to saxophone at the first opportunity. And I played alto for 5 years through junior high and into high school. And I started playing tenor and jazz band in high school, and I love the tenor sax. It's my favorite. And I've stayed with tenor sax, and I was a music major for 2 years and through the Razorback Marching Band playing tenor and in the jazz band, and now I play with my fiancé's band sometimes.
Music was always there for Molly, especially when growing up in a family with a musical background.
They always encouraged us. They've always got like a big sound system in the living room, so music was always a big thing. And my grandmother played saxophone, and I remember the first day I got it, I played for 4 hours straight the first day I got my saxophone. I was so excited.
That was another big band arrangement called Midnight Passage, where Molly was playing solo saxophone, accompanied by the University of Arkansas Jazz Band. She explains why she's so attracted to the sound of the instrument.
It's a really unique sound. Like you have with clarinet, it's that woody, like super woodwind sound that's quiet and mellow, but saxophone can encompass a wide range. You have like the nice bright tones that you hear in jazz, but you can hear nice pretty songs. Like I played Clair de Lune once, that was really pretty, a nice little classical song on saxophone, and then I switched mouthpieces and I play a super bright kind of piercing tone with the jazz band sometimes. So it's really versatile, and it's just a lot of fun because everybody's like, oh, saxophone, jazz band, yay! I definitely prefer jazz. It's a lot of fun, and it allows a greater depth of self-expression. Like with classical music, there's room for interpretation, but most of it's pretty black and white on the page. And with jazz music, you play one song one day and it's one way, and then you play it the next day and it's completely different. So it's a lot more fun, and it's something that I think the saxophone was like, I know it was made before jazz, but it was definitely made for saxophone.
She prefers to play the tenor sax, which is an instrument that first gained popularity in the military band, but became best known to the general public through its frequent use in jazz music.
With that, you have the nice richness that's in there with the tenor, and it's not like squeaky like some of the alto stuff gets, and it's not honky. Like you hear a lot of Barry with Elvis music, and it's nice. I like tenor because you hear it a lot in solos. I got told in freshman year that tenor was stupid to major on because nobody ever used tenors, but you really hear tenor in almost everything. Phil Collins, you hear a lot of tenor solos in there. Bruce Springsteen had a tenor player. Lady Gaga featured a tenor player. Pink Floyd has a tenor player. You see altos once in a while and stuff like that, but most of the time it is tenor sax.
She demonstrates different styles in the instrument and emphasizes the importance of improvisation. It is essential to play and interact with other musicians in order to obtain experience and make some good music.
I'll play something that's a nice, soft, like classical type sound, and then I'll do a little bit more brighter jazz thing. If you listen to a lot of stuff, you can develop like a taste for, like, if you listen to a jazz player that you like their sound a lot, and if you listen to them and then you try and imitate it and you just play with it, then you can develop the sound that you like too.
Molly has a passion for learning new things and discovering new sounds. She recently started playing the didgeridoo, an extremely demanding wind instrument developed by Indigenous Australians around 1,500 years ago. It can be described as a natural wooden trumpet or drone pipe.
My main two are saxophone and bagpipes, which are totally useful in everything. But I play a tin whistle and a hornpipe, which is the same. It's played the same as a bagpipe, only it's a little, like, looks like a tin whistle kind of, but it's played like the bagpipes. I really like the didgeridoo. It's something that's, I like the tone of it, and it's a nice, cool, low sound. I like low sounds. I like bass guitar, too. I have a bass that I don't play well either. But the first time I saw a didgeridoo played in person, I was in high school, and we went to see Blast, which is like a marching band on stage. And they took like two like 10-foot didgeridoos and put them up in the balcony in the dark. And then they just started playing, and you heard it, and it was this really low, like, drone, and they make different noises in it, and I always liked it, and my fiance got me my didgeridoo for my birthday this year, and we've been playing around with it. It came with a little instructional DVD. The different sounds they make, like they have a dingo call. It's just a really weird instrument. It's fun to play with, and it's something that nobody else does, because they're like, what, you have a didgeridoo? That's awesome.
Basic circular breathing allows you to play the didgeridoo and breathe at the same time, so the drone continues indefinitely without a pause. It involves using stored air in the cheeks to maintain the vibration of the lips as you breathe in through your nose. Of course, nowadays, the didgeridoo has become a role-playing instrument in the experimental and avant-garde music scene. A 2005 study in the British Medical Journal found that learning and practicing the didgeridoo helped reduce snoring and obstructive sleep apnea by strengthening muscles in the upper airway. Of course, this strengthening happens after the player has mastered the circular breathing technique.
Circular breathe, so they play the whole time. I can't circular breathe yet because it's hard. You're supposed to breathe out and breathe in through your nose at the same time. And I know trumpet players try to do it a lot. I can't do it. I've tried, but I can't do it yet, so I'm working on it. But I've watched them, and you just see them. It's a constant airflow because you just keep seeing it out, and you know they have to be breathing in, and they just play for a long time without stopping. And bagpipe music's like that, but you have the bag on the bagpipes that acts as a second lung, so while you're breathing in, you're pushing on the bag and it blows out. And I'm hoping to go into the Master in the Arts of Teaching program afterwards and teach for a little while before hopefully going to grad school for archaeology, because I'd like to go dig up all old sites and find cool stuff like Egypt.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Sophie Kidd.